Today we're learning Tamura Daf Yud Tet. We're going to start with a bit of a review. We had seen the Mishnah at the bottom of Yud Chet Amud Bet. At the end of the Mishnah, the case brought was Hamafrish Nekeva LeOla V'Yalda Zachar. We had a female that was designated for a Korban Ola, a burnt offering, which is not allowed because it's only males that are offered for an Ola. And Yalda Zachar, and then she gives birth to a male. So according to Tanakama, the Zachar has Kedushat Damim, or it has Kedushat HaGuf to the extent that it needs to be left to graze until it gets a mum, and then you can buy with the money in Ola. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Hu Atzmo Yikrav Ola. You can actually take that Zachar and sacrifice it as a Korban Ola. So now we had an issue where the Gemara said that Rabbi Elazar contradicts what he says elsewhere. Because elsewhere he says in a Mishnah, Tmurat Asham, Vlad Tmura, Vladan, Uvlad Vladan. Okay, so the Tmura of an Asham, or the Vlad of a Tmura of an Asham. Ad Sof Kaladorot. So we saw there was a three-way machloket, Yurad Shistavu, and then Yaplu Damav Lenidava, that's Tanakama. Rabbi Elazar says Yamutu, and Rabbi Elazar says Yavi B'Tmeim Ola. So what do you see here? Their value, you bring a Korban Ola. Okay, now this is a different case, just pay attention. Our case in our Mishnah was Yomafrish, a female for a Korban Ola. So Rabbi Elazar says it sacrifices an Ola. And in the other Mishnah, it says the Tmura of an Asham, the substitute for an Asham, or the offspring of the Tmura. Those, we say, according to Rabbi Elazar, just their value, right? You have to bring, you have to wait till they leave them to graze, right? And then, Yavi B'Demehem Ola. So what do you see? That you don't actually sacrifice it. So we're going to have three answers to this question, two we saw yesterday. One is Rav Chista, who said that they were actually arguing only, Rabbi Elazar was talking only the Shitat Rabbanan. He says, I think we sacrifice it, but you at least should admit that we can leave it to graze, sell it, and buy an Ola, an individual Ola offering, as opposed to what Rabbanan say, which was a communal burnt offering. The second answer was Rava. Rava says, Ad kan lo kama Rabbi Elazar, hu atzmo yikrav Ola, ela b'mafrish nekeva la Ola. Di'ika shem Ola limo. There, specifically in the Ola case, the mother was called an Ola, and the Vlad is an Ola. In other words, why was the mother an Ola? Because there could be a case where an Ola could be brought from a female, and therefore, since you could have an Ola that's a female, if it was a bird, then we allow, basically, the Vlad to get to also have sanctity to it, or could also be sacrificed as an Ola. Aval gabei Vlad Tmurat Asham Delech Hashem Ola Alimo Mode Rabbi Elazar Debedamav in Aval Hu Atzmo Lo Karev. Okay, but when it comes to the Vlad of a Tmura of an Asham, there to say that we could sacrifice it as an Ola would be crazy, because the mother was never going to be sacrificed as an Ola. The mother was supposed to be an Asham. Okay, and also in that case, the Tmura could never be sacrificed as an Ola, and therefore also the offspring isn't sacrificed as an Ola. Etive Abaye, before we get to the third answer, Abaye is going to question Rava, and therefore he's going to bring a different answer. V'chi Abaye Rabbi Elazar Shem Ola Limo. Is that really a criteria of his, that the mother had to be called an Ola in order for us to say that the Vlad could be sacrificed as an Ola? Bahatanya, Hamafrish Nekeva Lepischo, if one separates a female for the Korban Pesach, which can't be a female, Tireh Ad Shetistaev V'Timacher V'Yavi B'Dameh HaPesach. So what do? We leave it to graze until it gets a mum, we sell it, and we buy with that money an animal for the actual Korban Pesach. Yalda, if she had a Zachar before Pesach arrived, Yireh Ad Shetistaev V'Yimacher V'Yavi B'Dameh HaPesach. So again, you would do the same thing with the Vlad that you did for the mother. You would sell it and buy a Pesach with the money. Nishtayra achar Pesach. If you left it, though, and you didn't do anything until after Pesach, Then you will bring it as a korban shlamim. Yalda, if it gave birth to a male, so you would bring it as you would buy with the money a korban shlamim. Rabbi Elazar Omer, he disagrees with this opinion and says, "Hu atzmo yikrav shlamim." Now, what do you see here? According to what Rava said, the mother has to be called an ola in order for us to allow the animal to be sacrificed as an ola. But here, the mother isn't called a shlamim because it was sanctified for Korban Pesach. And what does Rabbi Elazar say? Even though the mother couldn't have been brought as a shlamim, therefore the offspring shouldn't be able to be brought as a shlamim based on what Rav said. So here comes an answer. Amar le Rava, achar Pesach kamarta, shane achar Pesach de motar Pesach gufe kariv shlamim. But any Pesach, if you have a regular Korban Pesach, you separate an animal for a Korban Pesach and you didn't actually sacrifice it on Pesach, what do we do with that animal? That's called a motar Pesach. It's left over. It wasn't used for Pesach. That becomes a shlamim. So you actually, in this case, it's perfect. It fits in perfectly with what Rabbi said, Rabbi Elazar said, because in this case, the mother would be called a shlamim, and therefore also the offspring can be brought as a shlamim. But Abaye comes and continually questions and says, "Yihachi niflognami bereisha." If that's the case, then Rabbi Elazar should also disagree with the case where there was a Pesach, a female that you sanctified for the Pesach, and she gave birth before Pesach. So then we would say that the Vlad should be called Shlamim. Why? Because, right, notice what they said. They said, Yireach Yisteh V'yaviyavah Dameh Pesach. Okay? But theoretically, if one were to sacrifice one designated animal for a Korban Pesach and sacrificed it before Pesach, then it would be considered L'shem, if it was done L'shem Shlamim, it would be okay. So, what do you see here? Right, it depends what he did it. If he did it L'shem Pesach, before Pesach, then it's not okay because there is no such thing. But if he separated as a Pesach, since Pesach is a type of Shlamim, if he were to sacrifice it before Pesach, as a Shlamim, it would be effective. And therefore, theoretically, according to what you're saying, comes a Abaye to say that even before Pesach, you should be able to sacrifice the animal, the offspring, as a Shlamim. So Amar Lei, Rava answers him, Inachinami. Palik, you're right, and Rabbi Elazar really does disagree, both in the Reisha and in the Seifa, and says that in fact, even in the Reisha, Hamafrishna Kevala Pischo, the offspring would be able to be sacrificed as a Korban Shlamim. But Abaye has a different answer. He doesn't like Rabbi's answer, and he says, Abaye Amar Lo Palig Midi, Digmire Lamakom Shamotar Holech, Havlad Holech. The Brito don't contradict each other, or the Mishnayot, sorry, don't contradict each other. And Rabbi Elazar doesn't disagree with Tanakama in the Reisha, and he thinks that in the Keva that was designated for a Pesach and gave birth before Pesach, the Vlad itself wouldn't be sacrificed. You would, again, what would you do? You would wait till the Ganamum, you would sell it and use the money to buy a Korban Pesach. Why is that? Digamire, because we have we learned that lemakom shamotar holech havlad holech. Whatever we would do with the motar, that's what we do with the vlad. And what would you do with a motar? Pesach. You would designate it as a shlamim. Therefore, the vlad is also going to be sacrificed as a shlamim. Lachar pesach. Now it depends, though. So it depends when this is. So lachar pesach de motar karev shlamim vlad nami karev shlamim. So what I just said a minute ago, or a few seconds ago, would be only in the case where it was already after Pesach. Since after Pesach, the motar would be a shlamim, therefore, the vlad is also sacrificed as a shlamim. Aval lifnei Pesach, ime lamai akdasha, lidme Pesach. Vlad nami, lidme Pesach. So what about before Pesach? The mother can only be designated, if you do something with the mother, the only thing you could do with the mother, if you're not going to sacrifice it as a Korban Pesach, is let it get a mum, and then redeem it, and with the money, buy a Korban Pesach. So therefore, the Vlad also is only Lidmei Pesach. In which case, according to Abaye, there's no contradiction between the two, because in this case, it's a unique case by Pesach, where the Vlad is going to be only valid Lidamim. And then what does that have to do with our original contradiction? Again, let's just review. What's the original contradiction? In the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar said about our Mafrish Nekevala Ola V'Yalda Zachar. So what do we say? Hu Atzmo Yikrav Ola. You could sacrifice it as an Ola. Whereas when it talks about Tmurat Asham or Vlad Tmurat Asham, what did we say? There, Rabbi Elazar said, with the value of it, you bring the sacrifice. And why is that? Because, notice what the case is. What did he say according to this? Whatever the mother is, that's what the Vlad is. Now, in the case of a Vlad Tmurat Asham, so the Tmura of an Asham can't be sacrificed as an Asham. What do? You leave it to graze till it gets a mum, and then the rest, right, with the money, you buy a Korban Ola. Because you can't buy a Korban Asham because you're not chayav a Korban Asham for that Vlad. So therefore, the same thing here, you would have to leave the Vlad then till it gets a mum. Whereas with the Korban Ola, you could actually, since the mother theoretically could have been sacrificed, if it was an Olat Ha'of, therefore, you can also sacrifice the offspring. Now, comes a question on Abaye. Matif Rav Ukva Bar Chama. Umiyam Rina Midi'im Eludame Vlad Nami Eludame. Do we really say that if the mother is sold for its value, only its value is sanctified, then the Vlad also, the offspring also, only Ledame, and not, doesn't have Kedushat HaGuf. The Hatanya, doesn't it say in a Braita, HaMafrish Nekeva LePesach, Hi Uvladoteha Yeru Ad Shisavu V'Yimachu V'Yavi B'Demeyam Pesach. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Hu Atzmo Yikrav Pesach. V'Ahacha Di'ime Ledame, V'Amar Rabbi Elazar, Hu Atzmo Karev Pesach. So what do you, so let's review the case. If somebody designates a female for a Pesach, what happens? So she and her offspring have to be left and then sold and Yavi B'Demeyam Pesach, which actually matches what we just said a minute ago, that whatever the mother is, also this, right, the offspring is. So if the mother is only relevant for its value, also the offspring. The problem is that that's not Rabbi Elazar. Abaye just explained that was Rabbi Elazar. So what's the problem here? Rabbi Elazar says, no, you can actually sacrifice the Vlad. That male offspring can be used as a Korban Pesach because its mother was designated a Pesach. Can't be used because it's a female, but the offspring could be used for Pesach. And here, so the Ime is, the mother is for the Dame, but Rabbi Elazar says that it can be sacrificed as a Korban Pesach and it doesn't follow what the mother is. So how's Abaye going to explain this? So comes Ravina and answers for Abaye. I'm Ravina. B'mafrish behemam u'beret askinan. Rabbi Elazar savak Rabbi Yochanan da'amar im shiru mishuyah du'ubar lav yerech imahu. So let's just stop for a minute before we go on. He says that this last brayta we just explained, the mafrish nekeva lepesach, was a case where when you designated the mother for the Korban Pesach, she was already pregnant. Okay, and then you'd have to assume that the previous case that we were talking about was where you designated the mother, but the mother wasn't yet pregnant, and only after that the mother became pregnant and then gave birth before you sacrificed her. And those cases are different, because once the mother's already pregnant, what does Rabbi Elazar hold? Holds like Rabbi Yochanan, who said that if you were makdish a pregnant animal, a female, and you said, but I don't want to sacrifice I don't want to designate the ubar as being sanctified, or I want to designate it for a different type of korban, that's called im shiaro, if you left it over, then it's effective. Why? Because ubar lav yerech imohu, we discussed that the ubar is separate entity from the mother, which means once you say that, we can say, let's read on now, imohu de lo kadsha. It's the mother that's not sanctified Kedushat HaGuf, because the mother can't be sanctified for a Korban Pesach, because there is no female for a Korban Pesach. Aval hu kadosh. Okay? But the offspring is kadosh. Why? Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, who views the ubar not as a limb of the mother, but as a separate entity, so in this case, he didn't actually say, I don't want the offspring to be sanctified. And therefore, when the person sanctified the mother for the Korban Pesach, he actually was sanctifying also the offspring, in which case the offspring can be used for a Korban Pesach and be sacrificed directly. And therefore, it doesn't contradict the other case where the mother wasn't pregnant yet, and therefore the Ubar wasn't sanctified, and therefore the Ubar follows the mother. But in this case, since the mother was sanctified and was pregnant at the time she was sanctified, one could say that the offspring was kind of directly sanctified for Korban Pesach and therefore could be used for a Korban Pesach. Obviously, this would only be if the offspring was male. And here we're going to have a support for this answer. Amar le marzutra bered Rav Meri le Ravina hachinami misabra. Seems logical what you said. To be behemam uberet askinan. That specifically in this case of the Braita, mafrish behema hamafrish nekeva lepesach hi uvladoteha yiru ad shistavu. So notice the lashon there. Mitakatani hi uvladoteha. Since it says she and her offspring, shma mina, we can assume that it meant that the offspring was already in existence at the time that she was, meaning that she was pregnant at the time she was sanctified. Okay, in the previous sugya we saw what Rabbi Elazar said about a vlad of a tmurat asham. Okay, but now we're going to talk about what does he hold about a vlad of a female that was designated to be a korban asham. Okay, again, there's a difference between the vlad of a substitution for an asham. And now we're going to talk about the vlad of a female that was designated for an asham. So Amar Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. So Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina comes now and says about Rabbi Elazar. Umode Rabbi Elazar b'mafrish nekeva la'asham de'im bina karev asham. If one designated a female for a korban asham, then her son would not be slaughtered as a korban asham. So the Gemara says, "Pshita, isn't this obvious? Ad kan lo ka'amar Rabbi Elazar, ela b'mafrish nekeva la'ola, di'i kashem ola alimo. Aval gabe mafrish nekeva la'asham, de'le kashem asham alimo, afilu Rabbi Elazar mode, de'lo karev asham." When Rabbi Elazar in the Mishnah said that, in the Mishnah on Yukhara Mabet, when he said that if you're mafrish nekeva la'ola, and then Yalda Zachar, that Hu Atzmo Yikrav Ola, that was only if Mafrish Nekeva Ola. Why? Because there's Shem Ola Limo, because the mother was an Ola, and therefore, even though it wasn't valid because she couldn't be sacrificed as an Ola, since there is such a concept of Ola Ha'of, which could be female, and the mother had the Shem Ola Limo, and therefore, you could sacrifice the Vlad as an Ola. But in this case, you're Mafrish Nekeva for an Asham. And in this case, Leik Hashem Asham Alimo. You can't sacrifice the mother as an Asham in any way because there's no such thing as a female Asham. Therefore, Rabbi Elazar would agree that in this case, the Vlad is not going to be slaughtered as an Asham. So now, basically what they're saying is what Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina said is totally obvious. So why would you even need to explain that? So the Gemara answers, Ilav Dashmi, Yashmi, he loved Ashmiina and Havamina Tama de Rabbi Elazar. Love Mishum de Shem Ola Limo, Ela Mishum de Chaze Vlad la Hakrava. Vahainami Hachaze la Hakrava. You might have thought the reason why he says in the Zachar that's born from this female that was designated as an Ola, the reason he could be sacrificed is because the male is valid as an Ola. And therefore, since it's a male offspring, the male could be sacrificed as an Ola. In which case, you would think the same thing would be true for an Asham. Since you designate a female in the female camp, but the female had a Vlad that was a male, then you would think that maybe the male could also be sacrificed. And therefore, Kamash Malam Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina had to say not. So the Gemara now questions this and says, wait, Yihachi Ademash Malam De'im Bana Karev Asham, Nishmi'inan De'im Bana Karev Ola, V'hu Adin La'asham. If you wanted to say that, then you shouldn't have said, Ein bina karev asham, you should have said ein bina karev ola, and from there we would have assumed and obviously not an asham. Generally, if you have an asham and you have nothing to do with it, what do you do with it? You sacrifice it as an ola, right? If let's say you designated two animals because one got lost, or you designated two for achrayut, and then you would bring it as an ola. So what they're saying here is that if his whole chidush was that the Vlad can't be sacrificed at all, then you should have said, not only is the Vlad can't be sacrificed as an Asham, it's even bigger chidush to say that you can't even sacrifice the offspring as an Ola. Because an Asham is very hard to do unless you're chayv an Asham. And the Vlad obviously wasn't brought for any particular Asham, because the Vlad, right, remember, this was, you sacrificed the mother for the Asham. And then the assumption here is that you would have, this is after there's already a Korban Ola that was brought in its place, where they already kind of found another animal to use for the Asham. So therefore, it's a bigger chidush to say de'ein b'nakarev Ola, and then it would be obvious that hu adin la'asham. So now the Gemara rejects that and says, no, because yash me'inan Ola, hava mina Ola hu de'lo karva, de'lo akdasha le'ima kedushat Ola. No, it's a bigger chidush to say it's not brought as an Asham, not that it's not brought as an Ola. Because you might have thought, okay, I understand why it's not brought as an Ola, because the mother wasn't even designated as an Ola. Aval Asham, kevan de'akdashe le'ime la'asham, em avlad karev Asham. And therefore, since the mother was designated as an Asham, maybe you would have thought the Vlad could be sacrificed as an Asham. And therefore, kamash malan, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chinin had to teach you this, that no, it's not. Okay, and that's his chidush. Okay, new Mishnah. So we're moving along the list of korbanot. Someone designates a female for an asham. What do we do with it? We leave it until it gets a mum, sell it, and you buy with the money the asham. Right? That's what we saw before. Since you're supposed to buy the money, you're supposed to buy a new asham to replace it with the money from the mother. That's why we would have assumed that the offspring isn't sacrificed as an asham. V'im karev ashamo, and if they already sacrificed an asham, let's say they brought one in instead before the animal got a mum, yeplu damav l'nidava. What do we do with the money? It goes to the Beit HaMikdash for communal ola offerings. Rabbi Shimon omer timacher shelo b'mum. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you can immediately sell this nikeva that you designate for an asham. You can sell it immediately. You don't have to wait till it gets a mum. So now we're going to see why that is. So the Gemara starts off questioning Tanakama and saying, why don't you agree with Rabbi Shimon? The lama li tistaev, why do you need to leave it till it gets a mum? Timacher, you should be able to sell it immediately. Why? Kevan de lo chazi la milta, hainu muma. What bigger mum could you have than having this female designated as an asham, which is totally irrelevant for it? It's like a baal mum, which means it's only sanctified for its value, in which case, you should be able to redeem it right away. You don't need to wait till it gets a mum. Only if it has kedushat aguf do we say you have to leave it till it gets a mum, and then you can sell it. So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Hainu Tama Damrinan. The reason is because we say, Migo de nachta la kedushat damim, nachta nami kedushat aguf. If you have an animal that's worthy of going on the Mizbeach, then as soon as it has kedushat damim value, it also takes upon itself kedushat haguf. Okay? So meaning, this animal, this nekeva that you separated for a korban asham, even though it can't be used as a korban asham, since its value is sanctified, and since it's a perfectly good animal, what do we say? It automatically takes upon itself kedushat haguf. So it's now sanctified, in which case, right, the body of it is sanctified, but it can't be brought as an asham because it's female. So what do we do with it? We leave it to graze until it gets a mum. I'm a rabbi. Rav is going to now infer from here. Zot omeret, higdish zachar ledamav. One can infer from here that what? If you take an animal, we learned this halacha before, you take a male animal and you sanctify it for its value, not kedushat aguf, just for the money, as if saying, I'm going to bring the value of this animal to the Beit HaMikdash, it's automatically kadosh kedushat aguf. Okay, it automatically becomes sanctified for its value and it should be brought on the Mizbeach. Right, only in the case of this nikeva for an asham, you couldn't sacrifice it on the mizbeach, so you leave it till it gets a mum. But since that's the case, that gets kedushat aguf, then obviously a zachar ledamav is also kadosh kedushat aguf. Itmar, and this is in fact a machloket, higdish zachar ledamav, Rav Kahana amar kadosh kedushat aguf, Rav amar eno kadosh kedushat aguf. Okay, in fact, there was this machloket on this issue between Rav Kahana and Rava, and Rava Dafka said the opposite of what he said a minute ago. He said, it's not kadosh kedushat aguf. But then he admitted that he made a mistake and he agreed with Rav Kahana. Why? Once he heard what Rav Yehuda Amar Rav said about this case that Migo de Nachta Laktusha Tamim, Nachta Nami Kedusha Aguf, in the case of the Nekeva, he said, well, it must be then in the case of a Zachar, that it's Kadosh Kedusha Aguf, and one would then have to sacrifice. Rabbi Shimon Omer Timacher Shalom B'mum. He says it gets sold without a mum. So now we're going to talk about his opinion. Amale Rav Chiya Bar Avin the Rabbi Yochanan, Migo de Nachta Laktusha Tamim, Techo de Nami Kedusha Aguf. Right, so now we're going to say, why doesn't he hold that once Kedushat Amim is Chal, then Kedushat Aguf also? Because he obviously doesn't hold that, because he says you can sell it immediately without waiting for it to get a mum, meaning it's only for its damim, Kedushat Amim. So Amalei Rabbi Shimon Latame, they say Rabbi Shimon goes l'shitato, Da'amar kol midi d'lochazale l'gufe, lo nachtale Kedushat Aguf. If it's not ra'oi for itself to be sacrificed, like in this case, the female can't be sacrificed for korban asham, then it doesn't have kedushat aguf, and its only value, its value is kadosh. D'tanya, how do we know this? Asham ben shana. If you need to bring an asham, that's one an animal for an asham that's 1 year keves, that's 1 year old. V'heviyo ben shtayim, but you brought a 2 year old, or ben shtayim, or you were supposed to bring a 2 year old. V'heviyo ben shana, right? Different korbanot have different criteria as to what age the animal has to be. Kshira velo alu lebalim l'shem chova. Okay, so this, the sacrifice would be a kosher sacrifice, but it wouldn't count for the balim for their obligation. Rabbi Shimon Omer kol atzman einam kedoshim. There's no kedushat aguf at all, and therefore their sacrifice was pasul. And because if it's not ra'oi for being sacrificed for what you brought it for, then it's not a valid korban. So then they ask a question about this, Bahare mechusar zman, but isn't a behema that's, a mechusar zman is an animal that's brought with within the first week of its life, where you're not allowed to sacrifice it on the mizbeach. So now they say, a mechusar zman de lo chazeh, that's not ra'oi on the mizbeach. But Amar Rabbi Shimon, what did he say about a mechusar zman? If somebody sanctified a mechusar zman, which can't be brought on the mizbeach, de kadosh, he says, it's kadosh kedushat aguf. If I take an animal within the first 7 days and I say, I'm designating this as a korban, it's sanctified kedushat aguf. But what we just said is, since it's, according to Rabbi Shimon, since it's not ra'oi to be sacrificed right now, it shouldn't be valid at all. It should just be kedushat damim. Just its value should be kadosh. What are the answer here? Oh no, shani mechusar zman. That's different. Why dechaze lemachar? Because tomorrow, or you know, in a few days, it'll be ra'oi. That's not the same as saying a 1 year old for a 2 year old sacrifice, or a 2 year old for a 1 year old sacrifice. So then they say, what do you mean? It would be similar to one of those cases. Yihachi asham ben shtayim vehaviyo ben shana hachaze l'shana haba. If I take an animal that's within its first year, but I'm supposed to take one within its second year, it will be valid, it will be ra'oi, able to be brought within the next year. So it should be the same thing. Elahainu tamad Rabbi Shimon mechusar zman. So the reason why mechusar zman works is not because it'll be ra'oi tomorrow and that's why it's sanctified. It's for a different reason. The yalef le mi b'chor. Kedetanya, we learned it out from b'chor. Mechusar zman here is learned out from mechusar. The fact that any mechusar zman is going to have kedushat aguf is learned out from a bechor, kedetanya by mechusar zman bebechor, kedetanya Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda omer mishum Rabbi Shimon, mechusar zman nichnas ladir lehitaser. Okay, if you have a mechusar zman and you're doing your maser behema and it's only within its first 7 days of life, you still put it in the deer in the pen to basically count out the 10. Baharehu kibachor, and it's just like a bechor. Ma bechor kadosh lefnei zmano, since a bechor is immediately sanctified from birth. So what do you see? A bechor is kadosh even before zmano. V'karev la'achar zmano, even though it only is sacrificed from the eighth day. Af mechusar zman kadosh lefnei zmano v'karev la'achar zmano. So likewise, a mechusar zman could be designated before its time, but only sacrificed after its time. But it's not the same as bringing a ben shana for when you really need to bring a ben shnataim. Okay, and that's why we make the distinction between the mechusar zman and the other cases that we discussed.